I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israel this week briefed the Biden administration officials on a plan to evacuate Palestinian civilians ahead of a potential Rafah operation to root out Hamas militants in the southern Gaza city. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
According to U.S. officials familiar with the talks who were not authorized to comment publicly and requested anonymity, the plan detailed by the Israelis did not change the U.S. administration's view that moving forward with an operation in the southern Gaza city would put too many innocent Palestinian civilians at risk. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters that no comprehensive plan for potential Rafah operation has been revealed by the Israelis. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin says Hamas does not appear poised to attack U.S. forces who are building a pier off the coast of Gaza to deliver aid to the war-torn strip by sea. The comments come about a week after a mortar attack targeted the pier's site but resulted in no injuries. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb has the details.
As the U.S.-made pier off the Gazan coast nears completion, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says he does not see signs that the militant group Hamas will attack the American troops constructing it to bring more aid into Gaza.
I don't see any indications currently that there is an active intent to do that.
The U.S. has security in place to keep American troops protected, and Israel also has vowed to protect those forces. The U.S. and other nations have airdropped food to Palestinians in Gaza, but aid organizations say the amount parachuting in is severely insufficient. Once operational, the new pier will bring dozens of truckloads of aid into the strip each day. Carla Babb, VOA News, the Pentagon.
For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Mexican authorities found three bodies on Friday in the state of Baja California, where an American and two Australian tourists were reported missing, according to three sources with knowledge of the investigation. Reuters' Ryan Chang has the story.
The three men, Australian brothers Callum and Jake Robinson and American Carter Rhodes, were in their early 30s. They were on vacation surfing in Ensenada, about 90 minutes south of the U.S.-Mexico border, and authorities say were last seen on April 27th. Tents and a burnt white pickup truck were also found in the area. Baja California is one of Mexico's most violent states, although tourist areas like Ensenada are considered safer.
Ryan Chang from Reuters. London takes center stage as the counting of votes is underway in the capital city's mayoral contest. Sadiq Khan, the Labour Party mayor who is chasing a historic third straight election win, has been widely expected to win easily, but there are some concerns that the race may be tighter than previously thought. Overall, the results of Thursday's array of local elections cemented expectations that the Labour Party will return to power after 14 years in a UK general election that will take place in the coming months. The latest global press freedom rankings from media watchdog Reporters Without Borders present a discouraging picture, including a lack of political will to defend a free press. Afghanistan, Argentina, and even the U.S. are among the countries to fall in rankings. Overall, media is at risk. For VOA, Christina Casiero Smith has the story.
Media watchdog Reporters Without Borders echoes this sentiment in its newly released 2024 Press Freedom Index, which finds that threats from governments are the biggest challenge to journalism. Moscow's tight grip on media since its invasion of Ukraine keeps Russia low on the index. In the U.S., a police raid of a Kansas newsroom, hostile rhetoric and arrest of journalists covering protests led to the country's dropping 10 places in the 2024 index. Afghanistan fell 26 places to the third worst in the world for press freedom. China, too, remains near the bottom. Even Norway and Ireland, which have historically good records, saw a drop in the rankings. Cristina Caicedo-Smith, VOA News.
South Sudan has removed recently imposed taxes and fees that had triggered the suspension of UN food airdrops. Thousands of people in the country depend on aid from the outside. However, the government on Friday said it was keeping charges on services rendered by firms contracted by the UN peacekeeping mission in South Sudan. The United Nations had warned that suspending food aid deliveries would affect 135,000 people by May. The new taxes had applied to charges for electronic cargo tracking, security escort fees, and fuel. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.